Every February, I long to get away. This year, I took time off work so I would go, no matter what. I wanted to visit somewhere warm, which didn't happen, mainly because I couldn't coordinate it. Last week, I impulsively chose Shawnee National Forest over Hocking Hills because of the weather forecast. So yesterday, I woke in a sweet B&B with a plan to find Old Stone Face. I was gathering my things when Shanna, my host, told me not to leave my boots outside because a snake might slither on in. She probably said get in, but I heard slither on in. Slither on in. I stopped. I caught my breath. I might have squatted down, resisting a fetal position. Okay, let's talk about snakes, I said, not hiding my terror. We don't have poisonous snakes in Michigan or Northern Illinois. It turns out this was a false assumption on my part. Ignorance is blissful and dangerous. Anyway, Shanna informed me that there are copperheads and some kind of rattler. I missed what kind because it seemed irrelevant. A rattler is a rattler, and my mind was numb by then. Oh, and cougars and coyotes, too. They had a big, well-fed copperhead on the porch a couple of days ago. Someone caught a baby copperhead in the yard and put it in a shoebox like a pet, not knowing what it was. I'm not generally afraid of coyotes, was my response. What had I gotten myself into? I got in my car. Instead of going home, somehow I managed to follow dirt roads to the trailhead. I passed Coffee Cemetery. Was that foreshadowing, I wondered? It was cold, not the sunny vacation I had planned, but snakes don't like cold, which was a fair trade-off. I wasn't used to thinking about snakes, and changed into my tallest boots. This trailhead was remote. It was cold, and I was out of my element. The trails were not well marked, and the hills were steep and rocky. A person could die out here, easily. This is always true, but the truth hit me hard that day. I sent my dad my location and a text about finding Old Stone Face, an attempt to joke my way out of fear. I summoned my courage and walked beyond the Old Stone Face Shawnee National Forest sign. I was hypervigilant. I looked ahead and behind regularly, promising myself I would turn around, if not 100% sure where the trail was. At that point, it was a tiny creek due to the heavy rain. The creek trail wandered between and around the giant moss-covered stones. It went under an arch and in front of a creepy cave with wood piled haphazardly ready to light. I scurried by, not looking into the dark recesses of the hollow. I was afraid of what I might see. The trail turned sharply, doubled back over the top of the cave, and continued up a steep hill. A split log fence encouraged hiker to stay off the ridge and assured me that I was on track. There was a clearing and then another fence and then nothing. I stopped. I didn't have any idea where to go. Then my eyes focused differently and there she was, Old Stone Face. Her image jumped out and I laughed with surprise and relief. Hello, Stone Face. Nice to meet you. I took a deep breath and looked around. I did it. I didn't realize how much I had doubted myself until that moment. I found Old Stone Face. Her craggly old face with a warty nose seemed wise. Here I was in the Shawnee National Forest. I was on vacation, alone, and I was hiking in a new place with new challenges. I took pictures of Old Stone Face. I couldn't call her Stoned Face, after all. She was knowing. I wondered how long she'd been looking out over the forest, how long she'd been silently witnessing small personal victories. The original version of this post referred to Old Stone Face as male. After reading it, my friend and mentor Angie shared the following. In Celtic culture, this would be called the Kalia, the old woman in the stone, the wise hag, Grandmother Winter, who turns to a maiden in the spring. I just love this and changed the pronouns to embrace the idea of Old Stone Face being female. It fits. Hello, Grandmother Winter. I'm honored to have been in your presence.